You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out. Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good. Back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle. But you can find it right here on the Shooting Bench, coming up next.
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall.
You need the Shooting Bench.
We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline.
And I am sick of the lies and the deceit and the intrusions on my privacy and the invasion of my home. And we do not intend to take this lying down.
I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way.
And now, if you think you're ready, the Shooting Bench. All right, here we are. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. Hopefully things will run a little smoother tonight than they did last night. We didn't get a whole lot accomplished last night, so eventually just gave it up. So welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is the 9th of June, and it's a Tuesday. And since we didn't have much of a Monday, well, I have to tell you, I hope you had a good weekend. And what did we do this weekend? Did we do anything fun?
Had them over Sunday.
Yeah, we had family over Sunday. Amy already told you about that. I don't know. Well, we must have had a good weekend because I don't remember. I didn't wake up sore or anything, or
I don't know.
missing any body parts or nothing. So I guess it was a good weekend. Anyway, time is getting short, getting close here. This is the 9th. We've got just a smidge over a week here, and I will be going forth to the Arms Expo in Yakima, Washington, and I hope some of you are making plans to do that. Matter of fact, some friends of mine have they found out I was going, and I told them what it was all about. And not only did one friend of mine decide that it would be a good idea to go, it looks like he's going to bring at least 5 of his friends. Wow. So that upped the population of the show there by a pretty good little bit. So it ought to be fun. I'll be going up through the shortest, fastest, straightest way up through Salt Lake City, and try to get up there just as quick as I can and get everything set up and ready to go for the weekend. This is going to be an exciting weekend. I'm really looking forward to it because of the theme of the whole thing and why we're doing it. You guys know about the We Will Not Comply deal, okay? And but not just that, but the amount of guns and accessories and gun-related stuff, and it's just going to be like a big outdoor gun show, kind of, without the dealers and everything. Now, one thing that I want to mention to everybody here before we get started on with the show, I need to... let me bring it back up here. Hold on just a minute. There we go. And you guys probably already know this. We've talked about it, you know, in a roundabout way a time or two. But I want to make sure that everybody understands, before you go up to this Arms Expo, you know, it's one thing to jump up and beat your chest and say we will not comply with state and local laws. When you start messing with federal laws, you're looking at federal felonies. And then it becomes a little bit of a different ball game if you're not willing to put up with what may be, you know, years or even a lifetime, and a record that would not allow you to buy a gun, own a gun, vote, or do anything else. So there's a few things that if you're going to do this, you should probably know what the laws are, what the federal laws are. I understand and I fully support everything that is going on in Washington with I-594. It is a ridiculous, stupid law, and I 10,000% support everything that's going on up there. And you know, I went up there and joined in the festivities and was just as guilty as you know, 1,000 other people there. But when you start doing this kind of thing, some of these things can run afoul of federal law, and then you could be up for a life-changing experience. So just so you know, I'm not telling you not to do any of this. I just want you to do it with knowledge. I want you to do it with an understanding of what the law is. So if you're doing private sales, what brought this to my attention is another buddy of mine was going to come to the show, and he showed a gun that he was planning on taking up there, and this guy is not from Washington. And I sent him a private message, and I said, you know what? You need to understand before you do this, if you want to do it, that's okay, but make sure you know what could happen if the wrong person said something, or you know, the wrong person sees you and inadvertently says something, or even on purpose. So anytime that you hang on a second, let me check here and see what's going on in the chat room. Okay. it's against the law. It's against federal law to sell a firearm to anyone. Now, this is not just for dealers. This is for you. If you have any reason to believe that the person that you're selling a gun to is prohibited from having a gun, from buying or possessing one, then you can be – that law is the same as with dealers. If they figure that they can prove that you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, that you knew that this guy was a wife beater or a drug addict or a convicted felon or whatever the several things are, if they have reason to believe that you could have known that, you're going to be in trouble. So you listen for little things that people say like, well, I was going down to the gun shop to get one. I couldn't pass the background check, so I thought I'd come down here to the private gun show and buy one, or I thought I'd buy one from an individual. Well, if you hear that, you probably ought to stay away from him. If they won't exchange information with you on a receipt, don't sell a gun to anybody without a receipt. That's just asinine. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's not, you know, I don't even sell a lawnmower to somebody without a receipt. Because, or especially if I buy something, I don't want them coming back here and say, well, you know, I'm waiting for the other half of my money. Or something like that. Especially with guns or anything serial numbered. I know I've said this many times on here. If you sell that without a receipt, and that person, let's say that the gun that you sold him was one that you bought new 20 years ago. And if he goes out and kills somebody with it, or if somebody steals it from him and goes out and kills somebody with it, or robs a store with it or something like that, it's going to come back on you. And eventually, you may or may not be able to get out of it, but without a receipt, it's going to be a whole lot harder. And from his side of view, his point of view, it would be stupid to buy one from someone saying, okay, I don't know. I've known this person for 20 years. I know he wouldn't do anything like that. Okay, you bought the gun at a gun show or a yard sale, and it was used in a crime prior to you buying it without your knowledge, and you sell it to this guy, and they eventually trace it because it was lost, it was stolen, whatever. Then he is the one that's going to take the heat for it because there's no way to prove that it was ever yours. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous to sell a gun to someone without a receipt. Doesn't make any sense. And if someone is reluctant to or refuses to exchange that information with you, you might want to reconsider selling it to them. Make sure that make sure that the gun that you're selling is legal in the state that the guy that's buying it is from. Like you can't own an AK-47 in California. You can't. So if you sell your AK-47 to a Californian and it eventually gets back to you, you're going to be in trouble, a lot of trouble. So now you may or may not be able to get out of it by just lying, or maybe you really didn't know. But you should make an effort to understand and check these things before you do it. And you cannot, under any circumstances, period, no kind of way, legally sell a handgun, to a non-resident of the state of, where we're going to say Washington at this time, since that's what we're talking about. Unless you're coming up from wherever. You're coming up from Arizona. You're coming up from Nevada, or whatever, Oregon. And you bring a gun with you. You bring a handgun with you. And no, let me back up. Let's say you are a Washington resident, okay? And you go to this arms expo, and you're taking some guns down there. And here comes a guy. He pulls up in a truck with out-of-state plates. You've talked to him a little bit. He's obviously from Texas or California or whatever. And he says, I would like to have that Glock right there, or that 1911 or that whatever. And you say, okay, I would like to sell it to you because that's what I'm here for. I want to make some money. Okay, I understand the whole idea of why we're there. Okay, but now you're looking at a federal felony. You cannot, under any circumstances, sell a handgun to a non-resident, someone that does not live in the state that you live in. You can, federal law allows you to sell guns to people in your own state. People in Yakima can run over to Seattle and sell guns all they want. Perfectly legal. You cannot sell one to someone in Oregon or Idaho or something like that. Hang on a minute, I'm checking my chat room again here. Yeah, you guys got good stuff going on in the chat room there. If Yakima Glock, maybe a receipt is evidence or a record of that. But, that's up to you to keep that put away. You got to figure out what the lesser to it. You either don't buy a gun, period, or you take the receipt and put it away. So let's say that you've hidden the receipt and kept it from someone so that you're not prosecuted under 5594. But during this time, you find out that the gun that you bought was stolen and used in a murder. Now you're looking at a federal felony. Do you show the receipt to get out of the federal felony, or do you worry about, or do you go ahead and take the fall for that so that you don't have to take the state felony for violating I-594? You know, you've got to, you just need to understand, what the repercussions are one way or the other. And I'm not reading what, Minnie posted up there, but I'm sure that it's the thing that says, you know, don't lie for the other guy. If you lie on your 4473, or if you lie, in the act of buying or selling a gun or something like that, it is a federal felony. So Eddie Crump, I'm with you, buddy, down with the Fed. But the Fed is in place. The laws, valid or not, doesn't matter. It doesn't keep you from going to jail for the rest of your life if you violate some of these laws. So you can take a chance and do it secretly and not get a receipt and buy only from the most trusted of friends, which kind of limits the amount of things that you can buy sometimes. But, you can what-if this thing to death just like so many other things. It's just important that you know what the laws are before you get into this. Like I said, you cannot sell handgun to a non-resident of the state of California or Washington. If you're at the Arms Expo, someone comes up that you know is not a resident, you cannot sell them a handgun. Period. Doesn't make any difference what they show you, who they are, what their qualifications are, or anything else. Legally. You can legally sell them a rifle if the rifle is legal in their state. You can sell an AK-47 to someone from Arizona. You cannot sell one to someone from California. let's go back to the handgun. If you want to sell, let's say the guy drives up there with Texas plates and says, hey, y'all, I want to buy that there 44 Magnum. You say, okay, well, here at lunchtime, I'll get somebody to watch my booth for me, and we'll run downtown to the to a dealer, and we'll transfer it to you through that dealer. It's distasteful. It's not what we want to do. That's the whole purpose of the we will not comply thing. But we will not comply. We're looking at... I'm not going to argue the fact of whether you want to or whether you should or shouldn't. That's up to you. I'm just telling you. If you do it any other way and get caught, it's a federal felony. So you decide what you want to do with it. If you want to sell it to the guy from Texas and he winds up being an undercover Fed, you're gone, son. I'm sorry. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not enjoy Christmas dinner with your family for the next few years. Do not watch your kids grow up. Okay? That's your options. If you are from out of state and you take firearms up there with you, you cannot sell any firearm whatsoever of any type, any style, to any individual up there unless you go through a licensed dealer to do it. You cannot transfer a firearm across state line as an individual, period. Wherever you come from or wherever you're going, you cannot transfer that firearm across. If you can take it up there. You can carry a gun up there with you from Texas or Arizona or Nevada or Utah. And you can find somebody that wants to buy it, and you say, okay, I want to sell it to you. I'll get somebody to watch my booth here at lunch, and we'll go down to the gun shop and transfer it over to you. If you do it that way, it's perfectly legal as long as you go through the gun shop. Good idea, again, get a bill of sale, get a receipt. Strongly recommended for your own protection. Not mandatory, it's not a law, but it's common sense. So. All right, before we move on here, let me check and see just exactly what's going on here. Peanut Rider's saying don't talk to cops. You know, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes, you know, the guy drives up there with Texas plates and he's talking all anti-government and doing everything else, and you think he's one of the guys. He's wearing he's got a 3% tattoo on him and everything else, and you think he's just a great guy, and then you sell it, and he's not a great guy, then you're done. Stick a fork in you, buddy, because you're done. Now, whether you ever show the receipt to anybody in your whole life is not going to matter unless you are accused of stealing it, murdering somebody with it, or whatever. See, if the other guy murders somebody on May 25th or in 1984, and you buy it on June 20th of 2015, and you have a receipt to show that, it's not going to go back to you. It might be a little scary there for an hour or so till they go through the thing and find out that, yeah, you did in fact buy it. They still may confiscate it, especially if it was in a if it was used in a murder, or if it was stolen. Yeah, you may still lose it. But the point is, you'll be home for Christmas, you watch your kids grow up, and that's an important thing to lots of folks. So there you go. Whether you do it or not, I could care less. If you buy a gun from me, you will fill out a receipt, or I will not sell it to you, period. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you're going. That's the way it works. I'm not willing to risk federal felonies at this point in most cases. Certainly not when I have so much leeway and so much of an option there. So, let me go find... I've got such a mess here. Okay, let's do this. There's this deal that's going on with the NRA in San Francisco, and I'm trying to find the story. Anyway, maybe I didn't save it. But what it is, they are, Obama's putting this deal out here to put the quietus on gun blogs, gun-related blogs, and just everything, ads, whatever. And it is, I need to find that because there was a part of it there. Everybody is all up in arms about this, and as they should be. I mean, it's not like it's a light deal. But that there's been no, when the Supreme Court ruled on this. That's a completely different thing. I wish I could find that damn story. Well, let me take one at a time. Let's go to the Supreme Court deal. Everybody says the Second Amendment is dead. The Supreme Court did this, that, and the other. The Supreme Court refused to hear a law that has been on the books and been in place for a long, long time. Nothing has changed. Is it good? No. The Supreme Court should have heard it and they should have ruled on it. But they didn't. And San Francisco is not the only place that you cannot own a hollow point bullet. You can't own a hollow point bullet in the whole freaking state of New Jersey. And it's been that way for years. So, have we lost anything? Not in my opinion. We didn't gain anything, and it could have been better. But there's no use wringing your hands and whining and crying and carrying on about it. Because nothing has changed. They didn't rule on anything. They refused to hear it. We can make a big deal about it and piss and moan and cry about it all night while there's so many other things going on, or you can just say, okay, well, that's unfortunate. Well, hopefully the people in San Francisco and California will work on that and get it squared away. Now, what's going on in other places in my life right now in the history of my country while this stupid little thing in San Francisco is going on? So, hey, I see Tampico Scout just joined us there. Good to see you in here, buddy. Let's see here. The other thing that's going on, here you go, Minnie, bless your heart. She put it in the chat room for us there. I had all that stuff saved there when my computer went Tango Uniform yesterday. So let's look at that again. They're looking at passing very restrictive gun legislation here again. And with all of this stuff going on, this would be the perfect time. If you'll remember, for those of you that are old enough to remember, back in 1968, I talked about this a little bit last night. I don't have any idea whether you could hear me or not. I couldn't see anything. I was walking around here with a white cane tapping the walls and talking and wondering if anybody could hear me. So I'm going to go through it briefly again. The 1968 Gun Control Act was passed. It was shoved down our throats. Where was all this resistance then? Where was the "we will not comply" stuff? Where were the good patriots in 1968? We should have nipped this in the bud at the time, but they picked a great time to do this. We didn't quite have the attitude. Most of us didn't really have the attitude toward the federal government that we do now. A lot of us still held on to some degree of hope that they were doing things in our best interest, whether we exactly liked it or not. But America at that time was North Vietnam had just launched the Tet Offensive. We were fully engulfed in the Vietnam War. North Korea if you remember, captured the USS Pueblo. Martin Luther King was assassinated. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated. Apollo 8 was the first manned spacecraft to orbit the moon. And exactly, was it 5 years later? Yeah, exactly 5 years later, from the day that John F. Kennedy was killed, 5 years to the day, Star Trek aired the first interracial kiss on American television. Now, how could we be bothered with gun legislation with all that stuff going on? And I think that they're working towards the same end right now with the way things are going. All of these many things, I think they're creating some things. Peanut Rider, yeah, there's no question in my mind that the San Francisco law is unconstitutional. But until the Supreme Court hears it, it's just going to be there. And it's just going to remain being unconstitutional. Obviously, the state's not going to do anything about it. So, but with all these many, many things that are happening today, Firewall just joined us. Cool. With all these many things that are going on, they're going to slip something in. They're going to push it through. And this deal that Obama's pushing through right now may very well be that thing. That is going to be our, you know, prevent us from keeping our eye on the ball here. Commonly used in unregulated internet discussions, videos about guns and ammo could be closed down under rules proposed by the State Department amounting to a gag order on firearm-related speech. So we have a tremendous violation of our First Amendment rights while at the same time getting all up in the midst of our Second Amendment rights. But do we have time to worry with this when Dances with the Stars on? Or any one of 10,000 other things that's going on right now? We're so divided right now and so many things that's going on. You know, most of the Shooting Bench listeners, most of our Survival Circle Network listeners, the most important thing here of all the things that's going on is the gun regulation. But there are a lot of people that will choose their battles, and there's things going on that involve foreign wars. There's things going on that involves economic issues, you know, financial things. And there are a lot of people out there with a lot of money that worry about that. And a lot of them, their priorities are not as strong as ours, or they may be as strong, but they're not geared in the same direction. A lot of those people may be looking at the financial issues that's going on, the insurance and all that stuff. There may be others that are more concerned about social issues that are going on. Personal, you know, humanity type things going on in some of these third world countries and stuff like that. So every gun owner in the world, in the United States, is not as adamant about protecting our rights as others. Some of us live, eat, and breathe not only the guns themselves, but the rights and the America that they represent. And it is a little bit different for us to, as Tampico Scout demonstrated up there, he knew he was in the right when he went into that on that federal court property up there. He knew he was in the right, and he risked it. He knew he was right, and went in there and did it anyway. And but a lot of people are not remotely willing to take that risk. Not at all. They have businesses. They have families. We all have businesses and families, or jobs and families, or something. And the trick here is to making sure that the law is on your side and the Constitution is on your side before you start this stuff. And hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, you'll be able to defeat it and get squared away. So, anyway, let's take a little break. I'll be back in a minute. That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Byers Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byers Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byers Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10/22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByersBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Bench, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Prefer an unarmed public. Our nation's worst crime statistics and most horrific recent events have taken place in areas that are known to be no-carry zones for law-abiding citizens. There's a reason schools make such good targets for gun violence. Only the criminal will be armed.
And I had to chuckle because then I noticed he had Mr. Brady up here who was hit not with an assault weapon but with a .22 caliber revolver. So getting beyond that.
It's about the weapons, the guns. Where did the killer get them?
They're shocked at how easy it is to purchase a gun.
It is simply too easy to obtain a firearm.
While the gun is considered an instrument of war by many, to me, it is clearly an instrument of peace and of liberty. The gun promotes peace in the hands of peaceful people. The gun has no mind of its own, it has no morals, and it has no conscience. In the same moment that the gun takes a life, it can be saving one and not be able to distinguish the difference. The gun and its use, for good or for evil, is solely at the discretion of its bearer.
It took me a good 45 seconds to realize that this man wasn't there to commit a robbery. He wasn't there for a hit. He was there to simply shoot as many people as he possibly could.
The gun levels the playing field when confronted by larger men, armed men, multiple attackers, and tyrannical governments. The right of self-preservation, the right to possess that gun, was afforded me by my maker and is non-negotiable. It is not up for consideration or discussion by any man or group of men on this earth. The right to bear arms is what protects my other rights, and considering the source of that right, it cannot and will not be taken away or disguised as some watered-down compromise. There are a few rights that man is born with, and has been that way since the dawn of time. The Constitution of the United States enumerates those rights for us, and the protection that it affords us is comforting. However, the Constitution has been ignored, gagged, whisked away to an office full of men that have taken pleasure in violating her, leaving her torn and bleeding, unable to help herself. People that were appointed stewards over her have been neglectful. They have been lured into complacency and have inadvertently turned a blind eye towards this criminal act. We, the people, have been distracted. We were promised safety and protection by the very men that have perpetrated this vile deed. Without the support and protection of free men, dedicated, patriotic Americans, the Constitution is truly nothing more than a piece of paper.
Remember real clear years ago in the swamps of South Georgia, cane pole and crossman in my hands, all I needed to be growed up. Homemade ice cream and barbecue and the family on Friday nights. 10-lane ram on Saturday. Supper time, I answer to what I've done. Oops, today, plumb forgot about the way it used to be. They got no respect and no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
We have a message for those that would take our guns away, whomever they may be, from whatever country, whatever unconstitutional faction they may belong to. Please understand that we have had everything taken from us that we are willing to surrender. Some of us have been shooting since before many of you were born. Many of us were trained by the same people that trained you. And some of us, through years of experience, know tricks that they haven't taught you yet. Think of your families and your future with them as we have done. We have decided that our future and that of our children cannot and will not be without freedom. We are willing to die to defend those God-given rights if need be. The question that each of you must ask yourselves, are you willing to die to take them away?
From Hillary Clinton, from Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, from a whole gaggle of numbnuts who would try to tell me they will dictate where, how, and if I can defend myself. I find that preposterous. I find it unacceptable, and I will not accept it. I am a free man. Don't tread on me.
Stopped to make their play, and the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped, and the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
Okay, here we go. There's, let me get my other story pulled up here. You know what, let's talk about, there's a letter here that I want to read to you. Let's do that first. It's a great letter. It's an open letter to Washington State anti-gun politicians. And this guy is... Pretty straightforward and to the point here. He says, "Dear U.S. Senators, U.S. Congressmen, state senators, and state legislators, this is an open letter to you, putting you on notice regarding your stance on Second Amendment rights. The 2.5 million gun owners of Washington State have had enough. We're fed up with any elected official that has worked to infringe, impair, or otherwise attack our rights. We are fed up with your causes being funded by the likes of Nick Hanenauer and Michael Bloomberg and other rich individuals who think they can buy Washington State politics. It ends this year. Beginning in 2015 and in 2016 election cycle, any and all anti-gun, proven by your records and affiliations with anti-gun organizations, will be actively campaigned against. This means funding, door-to-door grassroots campaigning for our pro-rights candidates, We have given you the reins, spelled reins wrong, and the reins and benefit of the doubt long enough. It is time for a change, and we will make that change happen. Do not be deceived into thinking this is idle boasts. While other states are smart enough to push constitutional carry and campus carry, opening the door to protect our rights, and knowing that your attempts at gun laws only impact the law-abiding, you have continually pushed us to action. None of your ridiculous infringing laws affects criminals. It only affects the law-abiding, so your false statements of making Washington State safer are coming to an end. We are many groups banding together in numbers too big to ignore that will ensure your political careers are over. You've had the opportunity to apply common sense and listen to the people, not just some of the people, in the liberal left bastion of Seattle. Now the whole state will have its say. You have been put on notice effective immediately. For those constitutional law-abiding politicians that have fought in favor of our rights, rest assured, you will be supported. We thank you for having the common sense and understanding of the will of the people in doing your jobs for the welfare of our great state. Molon Lavi. So, what is, what's the one thing that this letter is lacking? I'm going to give you just a second here. Good letter, well written, but what's it lacking? I'm going to get me a drink here, and I'm going to wait for just a minute.
Well, that's a good idea.
See if we can get a couple of opinions in the chat room. It was... I like the way the letter was written. I like what it said. And about 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, I would have liked it a whole lot better. Yeah, I think you're close, Mountain Shooter. What this letter lacks is any teeth. All the letter says, as well as it's written and coming right to the point there, the only thing it says is we're going to vote you out. The letter has no substance to me at all. I don't think that, you know, if the gun owners of Washington were going to vote anti-gun people out of there, looks to me like it would have happened before now. If that were the case, it would appear to me that I-594 never would have happened. We're not just going to jump up one day and say, oh, okay, we're going to vote you guys out. You're not going to have the opportunity to do that again. You know what, guys, it's over. The political process is done. And strict non-compliance is, and I don't even know that non-compliance, it may even be too late for that. Sure, it helps on local. We've seen it. We've seen it help on local levels and stuff. But you know, if we bounce around here a little bit and jump out there and say, look at what people are saying about Jade Helm 15 right now. You know, if 5% of all this stuff that's going on about Jade Helm, if 5% of that's true, we're in a lot of trouble. If half of it was true, we might as well just lock and load right now. So I've heard everything from you know, they're going to, the special forces are lining up over here and they're going to take our guns and start going door to door. No, they're not. No, they're not. If they found any soldiers at all to do this, it's not going to be through special forces. There's not going to be, I won't say any, but I'll say there'll be a small amount, if any, Rangers and SF and SEALs and Force Recon, and they're not, it ain't going to happen, guys. Just ain't. Now, they may have some other plan that's deeper and darker and everything than we know of. But I don't think that anything that we see on YouTube and hear on YouTube and reading all these stupid articles out there, I don't think any of it is factual. I think it's all hysteria. And once again, understand for sure that I do think something's up. I think something big is about to happen. I just don't think it's about to happen in the manner that all these tinfoil hat wearing idiots on YouTube are saying it's going to happen. I just don't. I may be wrong, but I thought I was wrong once, but I was mistaken. So let's hit a couple more things here real quick before it's quitting time. Gotta find my. And I don't know who wrote that letter. Hopefully it's not one of my listeners that I've now pissed off forever. But I still don't think it's. Let's see. I just now clicked on for the first time. Clicked on the comments to this letter. And this is why we're losing. First one says, I'm in. Let's make this happen. Pass this to all Washington residents. Okay. Yeah, he's convinced that voting's going to change everything. Excellent. I really can't add anything. I'm not sure what some politicians are doing beyond pandering to that controlling class, but they certainly don't know the law. Yep, he's going to vote them out. I hope the law-breaking politicians will read this and take heed. Well, take heed to what? What are you going to do? They're going to read it and say, there they go again. Jeez. Yeah, pass me a bag of Doritos over there, would you? Take heed to what? They take heed to something with teeth. There is no teeth in this letter. The same comment says, I've had nothing in response to my messages to them for over 2 years now. That should be a clue, Spud. That's a clue right there. Del Bean and Murray are the worst in slipperiness and covering their total disregard to our Constitution with flowery answers, full of crap, totally unrelated to this important dilemma. They have skirted the issues with next one. Very well stated and to the point. Now, you politicians that do not support the voters and taxpayers of the state have been put on notice. Oh, please. And there should be no excuses for you not knowing where we stand. It's your choice now. Go ahead and screw it up if you doubt us. Really? The other guy says, Yahoo! Say goodbye to Murray and the rest of our career politicians. So it's just that simple, huh? We write one letter, and it's just that simple. All these guys are going to be voted out this year. These people are disgusting. They're cowards. They're, what's the word I'm looking for? Sheep, I guess is probably the best way to put that. I don't know. This just amazes me. Yeah, it's a well-written letter, directly to the point. And if there were some means to take that, take the actions that this guy is talking about in this letter and do something with it, But, you know, we should have done this 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We're beyond that. If we were going to fix this by voting, we would have fixed it in 2008. We would have fixed it in 2012. We would have fixed it what was it, 94? Well, I don't know. Now, Peanut Rider, there you go. You know what? There's a story that I haven't read for a long, long time, and it's never been read on the Survival Circle. I may dig that out from my deep, dark archives here and read that to you here before long. It was read on JMR once. It may be time to bring that again. But Peanut Rider, you got the deal right there. Peanut Rider says tar and feathers might be a hint. Yeah, might be. All right. Well, I'm going to scoot on out of here, and we'll get with you guys tomorrow. 8:30 for me. Amy won't be on tomorrow. I will be here at 8:30. Sharp. So, Yakima Glock, don't be late. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yakima Glock, if it's your birthday, if you're hungover, can't make it. Well, we don't understand. No. Oh, happy birthday, buddy. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and about San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. As the beat travel my head sound my town, no local yoga gonna shut me down. Cause me and my boys got the trigger wound and we'll come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kinda just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down a lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Jeep guitar. Now I'm smoking in a Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little combo from a guitar town. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? I love to hear the steel bells humming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, stumble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. When my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. When my back to the rise, I make my stand. Pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of here tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and I'll take you back with me to the guitar.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.